The following message was preached in September 1998 when I ministered at Foundation Ministries Conference in South Africa. The title of this message is To Live is to Die. This is part one. May this message be a blessing to you.
I'm going to sing a song in Chinese. It's all right. So let you taste a little bit, not just for me, but I represent thousands of leaders, young evangelists. I think they have a heart, want to tell this word, how this Holy Spirit impact your life. I hope the same Spirit gonna touch you during this conference. Hallelujah. So I want to introduce some song, because in China we sing the songs that represent our own life. Hallelujah. It's not something, the song about other people, but it's our very life in that song. The song become our very life. So in this song, we're going to sing, I describe a little bit about this meaning. At the very beginning, the song describes who don't have a father and mother, who don't have a child, who don't have a brother or sister. But for such a burden in our heart, such a passion in our heart, that we have to leave them alone, obey the Lord, and to go. And this is really true for many, many our ministers around the China. That we have to leave our parents, even sometimes they don't understand, or leave the young babies, you know, in the early age, and they have to go to the unknown name or go to some foreign name to preach the gospel. That in that place, no one ever heard about that. And in this song also described that path that follow Jesus is not green pasture. It's come with a valley, come with a mountain, come with a difficulty. We climb to the mountain, we go to the islands, we go to a different difficult area to preach the gospel. It's not an easy path. But in the final, in this song, say, I'm willing to become a small sea, to fall on the ground and die. So many sea gonna come forth. And every one of us has such a desire that we're willing to die. Die to the ground, so God will make a way for other sea to come forth. Hallelujah. This song also become my life too. I've been impacting myself. When 2 years ago I gave up my high salary job to go to China more to minister. I forgot to mention, I'm born in Taiwan and based in the United States. I study computer science in the United States and now do ministry in China. 2 years ago I left my job and go full-time by faith and trust God provide everything. Even my own father don't understand me. When they hit me on the face, it's an uneasy thing for me to take. But I don't feel any hurt. But I know Lord is with me. I'm obey Him, no matter the cost. Even my brother wrote later to me, you know, if you continue to do this, we have no relationship at all. So I have to, you know, endure all those kind of trial and just obey the call, obey that burning in my heart. I must go. I cannot stay. I must go, no matter the cost it's gonna be. And many our ministers, sometimes they are small baby, they only 6 months go back and take a look at their baby and say, sorry, Father, cannot be with you all the time because there's a work for me to do. And the child go out and seldom see their fathers. But Lord take care of that small child. Hallelujah. So we pay this heavy sacrifice of teenagers in the very young teenagers' life, forsake everything and go to the mission field and hardly go home after 1 year or half years. So that's the way our life. We live in mission. We that's our life. It's nothing slogan that great commission. That's very cause our life. Amen. Hallelujah.
谁没有父母兄弟，谁没有妻子儿女，谁不想家人长团圆，谁不想亲人不分离。 是一种单挑再见，路过家门怎能回去？跟随主的路不是绿草茵茵，那是沟沟坎坎崎崎岖岖。
青山浮里山丘，酸甜苦辣都尝过，都尝过。海的胸怀，山的身躯，做一粒种子，奉献自己。做一粒种子，奉献自己。哈利路亚，哈利路亚。It comes with a cost. I will say today my message is simple like this: to die is to live. There's only one path, is the path of the cross. If you want to live.It's only to die. There's no other way. You want to gain, you have to lose. You want to go higher, you must come lower. You want to get the power, you won't become weak. And that's God's principle. And that's that we learn so much in the past experience, and we see in China, it's the only way to see the Christ living us. It's the only way is die with Him on the cross.The Bible says the message of cross is God's power, is God's wisdom. To the foolish, they don't understand it. But for us, believe is the power of God. It's the wisdom of God that will embrace the cross as our Lord Jesus, follow His step. And Christ is...The power of God. Christ is the wisdom of God. That's Christ crucified. It's the center of our message. Sometimes it's not that difficult. It's not that complicated. We only preach that Christ is crucified. The cross is our center of our message. Not just for our non-believers, also for ourselves. The cross must have its work on us before it can touch other people.The king must rule, reign in our heart before he can reign the nations. So everything comes from here. And the only thing is we must die. We must pay the price. When I prepared this message and the Lord just asked me to share a little bit about the revival in China. In the early 30s,And all the missionary is gone. They go back to their own country, go back to stay, go back to England, go back to Europe country. So all the denomination have be scattered and go back, to their country. And at that time, it's really a hard time for China. And then we through the difficult time, there's some church begin to grow. But then heavy persecution came. The communists take over. And a lot of people have beenkill, have been, innocent blood have been shed in that nation. And we people, it's total agony, especially during the Cultural Revolution, that many have died with innocent blood. And not only that, many saints have died to their life, for this reason, or put in jails, be heavily persecuted. But at that time, somehow, the church is raised up.Because they find out the situation is too bad. So many lives has been dying. It's total chaos. But the church begin to rise up in prayer. We don't depend on missionary anymore. We don't depend on the denomination. We need to seek God ourselves. Even the leaders being put in the jail by those young Christians, they begin to wake up in the prayer and cry out to God for mercy, to heal them.And Lord really answer that prayer because so many sea of the life or the blood has been shed. And that's begin the house church movement and today we see 70 million, believers in this country alone. Because the martyrs that has paid the price. And I find out is one thing is not come easily becausewhen there's an injustice in the land, where so much innocent blood has shed, the church had taken the place. Because the Bible says in the Second Chronicle, if my people humble themselves and left the way of wickedness and seek my face, I'm going to hear their cry, I'm going to hear the land. So we know that some enemies doing wrong, but we are staying in the gap. We pray quite out to God for mercy upon this land. And we cry and cry and cry, and God hear, and God, because there's some righteousness on the land, and cry out to God, and in tears, in weepings, that's why God come with such mercy, and begin to move in an unbelievable way. For us, it's beyond our imagination, how God now move, because so many seed have died to the ground, and now multiple seed begin to come out. Now we have thousands of young evangelists. It's just like after rain, there's so much mushroom begin to pop up. We cannot stop it because that's a process, that's a principle that God's using. When the light has died, and then all is gonna come forth. And we learn there's a secret, no persecution, there's no revival. If we want revival, take the persecution, take the suffering. It won't come easily. And many of our leaders have been put in jail. Sometimes we weep, we don't like that. But when they put on jail, we know the same principle in operation. Because when leader been put in jail, and the whole church become being revived without their presence. Sometimes we think we are the head of the church. Well, we must do our work, we must be there. But in China it's different. When you are in jail, your church begin to multiply. Because you die as a master seed. And God will do His work without your help. He's just willing to pay the price. So each time our people, our leader go to jail, we are happy. We know something gonna happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we know it's such honor to go through the persecution, such a blessing that God brings. Hallelujah. We don't treat it as something terrible things happen. But we treat it as an honor, as a privilege. Hallelujah. Lord, deal with me also. We're talking about, you know, run all the way, pay the price, forsake all the things. It's not come that easy. And Lord, deal with me too. Today, in China, we like to preach the message for our own life. I remember one time Holy Spirit moved so strongly, and somehow I sense there's gonna have a strong prophetic word gonna come to me. And I have whole night, I cannot sleep at all. And next day, two young teenagers, which are leading them, which are on fire, and two or three teenagers at the same time together, prophetic word or through the vision or through dreams, and share with me about the same thing. And I'm shaking there because I know it's gonna happen. And through those prophecy and vision just show me when I was 45 in the big crusade in China, I'm gonna be arrested publicly. From my human nature, my immediate response is, I'm gonna live or die. I said, Lord, I'm too young to die. I have so much to do, I don't want to die. And so I keep on arguing with the Lord, but the Lord didn't answer me. And just come with a simple question, are you willing to die for me? Are you willing? It's hard, it's not easy. I struggle and struggle and struggle. As the Lord, it's not because I can do it, but I'm willing to obey. I'm willing to do it, but you help me. You help me. And since I make that decision, I make that obedience, and this problem go away. I don't know I'm gonna live or die, but it doesn't matter. Hallelujah. That issue already been dealt with, and God's testing me. Either I die or I won't die, it's not a big matter, because I'm willing to die. Amen. And God's testing that will. And I find out God keep on coming, you know, to test me and in different ways. Because a lot of things that we, without pay the price, without really go all the way, we cannot move further to a higher ground. And sometimes the test will come very, very heavily because it costs everything. And Lord speaking, it's gonna cost you a lot. Cost you everything to follow me. And at the beginning, I don't realize that much. But when I begin to walk on this path, I find out the price is heavier and heavier. I've been waiting for my wife for a long time, couple of years. And Lord promised me, you're gonna have a wonderful wedding. And one day he brings a sister come to me and say, this is your maid. And I said, wow, it was wonderful. You know, I tried to grab it, but Lord said, I'm taking away. wait for so many years, and in a couple of days it will say, taken away. Because that becomes your idol, that becomes your everything. And I'm jealous of God, I'm going to take it away. It's pain, pain to the deep of my heart. I cried 3 days. Without the Holy Spirit, I cannot pass through it. The very things I want most, and then, you know, Lord come with a test. And I find out this path is getting no nailer and nailer and nailer. It's not an easy path. But when I go through it, and it's worth everything. Hallelujah. It's worth everything. I find out that so much we talk on the mouth, but we need to be tested what's in our heart. Sometimes a very painful experience for us. So I graduate, I learned this lesson. The only way you to live with Christ, you want to live, sit on the heavenly with Him, is to go through the cross with Him, to die yourself. No other way. In the New Testament, in the New Covenant, there's an altar. And that altar is cross. In the Old Testament, people bring the burnt offering, bring the sacrifice to the Lord. But in New Testament, there's an own altar there. It's not man-made, but it's the heavenly made. It's cross. And He is the first sacrifice and lay on the altar. As an example, as a first seed. The only thing we can partake His life is die with Him together, lay our life in that altar, that cross. The cross become our own message. I usually talk to people, I not just preach the message, I'm the message. The word become flesh in me. I not just listen to the word, I want the word become flesh in me, the living word. I want experience the reality. Let me die so I can live. So it's not just one time experience, it's die daily. And that's God's principle for discipleship. Today I have so many discipleship programs, but Jesus used one simple principle. He said, follow me, take your cross, follow me, and die daily to yourself. That's a discipleship. And it's not a fancy program, but something you must follow Him all the way through the cross. So when Jesus faced the cross, He mentioned this path of scripture saying, you know, you must die. If this seed, if not fall on the ground and die, still remain a single seed. But you die, gonna bring forth many seed. And then he say, if you want to serve me, you must follow me. And where I am, you should be also. Where He is, He's on the cross. He's on the altar. That would be exactly the place we should be if you want to serve Him. That's the only way to serve Him, to be where He was, is on the cross. And I experienced in China so much, when so many young ministers and evangelists, we learn one thing, is come to the altar of cross as a living sacrifice. And that's God only asked for us. We usually say, God's not interested in our money, our gold and silver. He owns all those things. But He wants very life of yours. Be put on the altar and be burned as a sacrifice. But we learn a principle, because the altar is holy. The only thing we can get holy is get in touch with that altar that made us holy. Not because we are holy in nature, but because we come to the altar which is holy. That's the very presence of Jesus Christ is holy. That made us holy also when we're willing to lay our life upon the altar. Make us a holy sacrifice. Hallelujah. So cross is the very center of message. There's a life in the sea. No matter what the circumstance, there's a life in the sea, gonna produce life. But the only way is dying. It's dying. This morning I look at the nature, I think, why Jesus talk about small seed? Because this way is to humble yourself. If you're too big, like a tree, you cannot die to the ground. But you come too small, like small seed. Almost invisible. When you disappear in His presence, when you become nothing in His sight. And this seed can be used in the mighty hand of God. So God is not asking for the big things. He asks for you just become a small mustard seed. that he can use in his hand. So we're talking about revival and the persecution. That's so related with this principle, because so many life has been put on the altar and sacrificed. And usually we have a saying, it's like we like a small ball, you know, you hit with such a pressure, you're going to bounce back stronger. That's church in China. You keep on pressure, keep on put the persecution, will tell you the church is going to bounce back and multiply more and more. It seems like you pour out more oil on the fire, it's burning much stronger. So the communists don't learn the lesson, they just keep on pouring more and more, I tell you. They're in trouble. They're in trouble. Because are people willing to die? That's a whole secret of mission. It's not something slogan. It's if your people is willing to die, the vision and the mission, there's a whole secret in it. No one can stop it. We'll go all the way, no matter if one is falling, the other one go forth. We're like army. If one die, the other one will take his place and go forth. This army never stop. Because no time to waste. It's such a urgency of the harvest is waiting for us. Our young people is running around the country. You know, we don't have time to stay in one place. We just want to, from one mission field, go to another one. And they sometimes we don't have much things. We don't have so-called good transportation. They only have 2 foot. They don't have much money to eat. They have a trust God of Jehovah to provide everything. They run by 2 foot from one village to another village. Sometimes more than 100 miles. Just running. There's no walking. No time to walk. You have to run. And those young evangelists travel from one village to another village. Just penetrate the whole province with gospel of Jesus Christ. They don't afraid to preach even to everyone they meet at that day. Even your policemen are going to preach to you. And so shake the whole province, especially Henan, with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now they go forth to all the different provinces in China because they practice the principle of X1A, beginning from Jerusalem and then go to the Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. That's their dream. That's their vision. One day we're going to go to Jerusalem. We're going to go through Muslim world. You know, we're going to pay the price. We don't understand the language. It doesn't matter. We just cry. We just weep for them until they repent. That's our weapon. It's our tears. That's the most powerful weapon. It's our tears. Weeping for the people that persecute us. So much shedding the blood, innocent blood on the land. But church on the knees, on their behavior, on those behavior. It's not because church is doing it. But for those Gentiles, for those people that so hate the church, so persecute the church, but on their behavior, we stand in the gap, pray for them, repent for them. Cry out for God for mercy on this country. And then Lord, bring the changes. It's not through the main organization, main idea. It's all orchestra by the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He knows his church. He knows the church see the urgency and response to him. And cry out to him day by day. But today, still going on. Hallelujah. They're still weeping for, not for China now, it's for nations. Hallelujah. Because in most of them are farmers, but in those simple farmers, they have heart for the nations. That's only done by Holy Spirit. They never travel to another city. They small farmer in the land, but they have heart for the missions of all nations. They pray. They cry out for revival for different nations. Their prayer have traveled around the world. And I believe God gonna honor those prayers because they are every day, 5 o'clock in the morning, sounded the heaven. Hallelujah. With their prayer, with their supplication. So Lord, it's time. Your glory shall show forth. Your glory shall fill all the earth. They proclaim Isaiah chapter 6, that promise that the glory of the Lord shall, you know, fill all the earth, shall fill all his glory. Hallelujah. It's time, Lord. It's time. we see in China, but Lord, increase to all the nations. And they just keep on praying and praying every day. Sometimes I think myself as a result of people's life, people's prayer. I'm not special, but because people pray, people is dying for their life, and Lord begin to raise up people. Thousands, hallelujah. So this path is a path of the cross. I look at this nation, I don't know your nation that much. So very hard for me to really preach, because I don't know the nation much, I don't know the people much. But Lord knows, hallelujah. I just pray the Holy Spirit will take the heaven in China and burn in this place. So you can change your nation too, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing can stop a decisive heart. See, on the Western world, I challenge the churches. We have too many choice. Now in the United States, we can go to McDonald's, we can go to Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know, you have all kinds of choice. But in China, there's not much choice. The only thing is to obey. We don't give you options. That's why we talk to the young believers. When you first day come to church, you are a disciple of Jesus. You're going to walk up this path of cross. You are willing to die for cross. There's no option. It's not something you go home and think about and pray about it. You look at the gospel, when Jesus called his disciples, he never talked to anyone, said, go home and think about it and pray about it. And Jesus said, follow me, that's it, that's command. No choice at all. It's not something we decided because we hear the call of God. That's Paul talked to Timothy, say, you are with me, be called to this army. It's not something we choose, to come to this army. We're being called to this army. We should endure the hardship, endure the suffering. So please, the one called us. Not because we choose to, but really we respond to the calling. We obedience to the calling. Now look at the life of Jesus Christ. Even he is the Son of the living God, the begotten Son, have to learn the suffering. Through the suffering, learn the obedience. Even himself have gone through the suffering and learned obedience. How much more we're going to go through the suffering? No, there's a purpose in suffering, that we will learn how to obey our commander in chief. Obey the call that's been our life. So you just say, it's not a matter you choose or not. It's not a matter you think about it or not. If you really hear the call, you're gonna respond. And if we really want the God has stored for us, we must walk this extra step. We must receive the challenge to die to ourselves. In China, we don't focus on Lord bless me, Lord give me more gifts, give me more revelation, give me more this or that. For what? And we find out it's not something we want to get more, but find out another principle is we need to lay down a lot of stuff so we can get more. Because so many things that we try to grab ourselves, then we cannot get more. Even God wants it, but you cannot take it because you're full already. Full of garbage. So you don't have a really hunger for the reality. I remember one time I go to China to ministry. And Lord dealing with me a lot. And that day, at that time, go to China, you don't have much to bring. And I all have a round trip ticket. And then I find out I have a key, it's no use. My credit card is no use. You know, a lot of things, it's no use at all. So I left at my home. And then before I go to church to share with brother and sister. I say, I never feel such light in my heart, such a lightweight. I don't realize, now I don't have much, just one-way ticket, but I feel so freedom. I don't, without my notice, those key on my house, the credit card become my burden. Those position become my burden, I cannot go freely. And now, you know, I cannot go to a foreign land which, you know, you cannot use that much. And then I left everything behind and find I'm free to go. I'm free to do whatever the Lord wants me to go to do. And then I learned the lesson. In China, we have a song. Lay down everything. Lay down. Why you still hesitate? That's the only way. Lay down everything. Lay down your life. Lay down your family. Lay down everything. And find out that's to loss is to gain. We're willing to loss. Sometimes we are not that obedience ourselves. Sometimes God has to deal with me. Like that girl, I try to hold it. I don't want to let go. And God, by His mercy, by His purpose, He ever forced me to do that. At that time, pain, I don't understand. I'm like a small child, you know, complain. But Lord knows what's best for me. And teach me with discipline, because I'm His son. Hallelujah. So we must face this reality. Yesterday I hear the pastor talk about we're living in this kind of challenging world. We have such a glorious mission, the Great Commission, to change the nations. But it won't come that easy. For God to do is easy, but there's something we need to do on our side. And we're not just talking about those slogans. We must take the step of faith. We must take step of surrender our life. I know what's the situation now. You walk with Christ. But He say, die daily. That means it's a lot of things we're going to be deal with. I know God what going to deal with you this morning in this conference. Is there something that God's deal with you? You need to put on the altar again. You need to die again. Not maybe your own life, like God deal with me, my personal, really my life, to put on the altar. But maybe your possessions, maybe your family, maybe something you don't want to let go. Sometimes it's not big things. I have a sister just loved the dog when he was a small girl and keep all the dog with her. And one day Jesus deal with her, get rid of all the dog because that become the idol in her life. So sometimes it's not something big, but very things that hinder you to go all the way, to run all the way. And it's easy to say, Lord, you can deal with this. Lord, you take it away. No, it's your decision. And God wait for your first move, and then He will take it away. We cannot say, Lord, you can do it. I don't have to do anything. No. No, you must take initiative. You must respond to the call. Hallelujah. So we face a new century before us. It's a new century, it's a new challenge, and God looking for the new type of vessel. That willing to go extra miles, that willing to pay the next step, to go higher and higher. But that's only way to go lower and lower. And humble yourself. When you are nothing, absolutely nothing, and Lord become everything. It's easy to say that, but the Lord will deal with that. That you see, you really see yourself as nothing in me, really can do anything. Sometimes I go to a minister, I'm trembled because I'm nothing to give in myself. I haven't been trained in the Bible college or anything. I just respond to the call. That'd be my life. No one sent me, actually, at that time, about 1992. No one sent me, say, Lord, say, go to China. I said, whoa, you are killing. No one support me. No one sending me. But Lord, give me one word. I'll be with you. That's it. And you obey the call. So I buy my own ticket. I just go. And then I see God moves powerfully when I obey the call. We have too many excuses. Say, we cannot go. We cannot do this. We cannot do that. But when you hear clearly the Master is calling you, you must go. You must obey. Hallelujah. It's no time to waste. It's hard to describe the urgency. Sometimes I don't want to go back to the Western world because I see people sit on the pew, do nothing. That break my heart because our people die their life running from one place to another place, put in jail. They extend the kingdom. They fight with the enemy with such extent. And most of the church outside is sleeping. The heart is broken. Sometimes they say, you from China. Is China, the church in China need Bibles, need more monies. I said, we don't need those things. We need it, but it's not the big things we need. We go to China, we meet our brother, sister. I say, what can we do from outside to help you? He said, what's the church in outside? Are they on fire for God? Are they preaching the gospel? Are they still awake? I don't know how to answer. That's things they care much because they put their life on it. They never want to know their dear brother, sister from outside. Are they do the same? Are they really love the Lord as we did? Total committed and put their life. So I say I'm the messenger. Usually I just bring the one simple message from them. It's, are you still love the Lord? Are you still follow him all the way? Are you? We are not interested to build the kingdom of any mankind. Lord, deal with that. We don't have any denomination. We don't care if people know us or not. We only know, did we obey the command to become the servant to many? As Jesus did, died on the cross. Not because we are worthy. So many times I just cried, even this morning I cried before the Lord, Lord, I'm not worthy to stand in here. Who am I? I'm the prodigal son, I come back home. But Lord, just grab me as a father and put me in the mission field and proclaim this message that God can change your life. And I find out it's not much he wants from me, it's really a relationship. When I just live out myself as a son of living God, and God will prove it. God will move on that behavior. He delight in our relationship. Hallelujah. Before I come to South Africa, and I think about this land, I don't quite understand the history. But I look at the nation of England from many Caucasian here, the father of your fathers has been a pioneer. They travel in the boat or they travel in the train like David Livingstone in this land. They're willing to risk their life to go to unknown place. That's a pioneer spirit. That's what we need today. We need more pioneer in the church today. Doesn't mean you'll be young. Ages doesn't matter. But the spirit is very important. The pioneer spirit. The willing to go to the place that no one ever go to. Daring to do the things no one ever done. You know, we don't want the comfort zone. I tell our young evangelists in China, don't preach to the place that already have a church. There are already so many work there. Go to find the place that no one dare to go. No one willing to go. And go to those places, you're going to see mighty move of God. That's why I did my person too. A lot of good teachers come to the outside, go to China, but they only stay in one place. I say, Lord, there's a remote place, no one wants to go. Send me, Lord. I'm willing to go. I'm willing to pay the price as a mustard seed. Hallelujah. I don't want to just bring in the harvest of others' labels. But I want to have a part. I can sow the seed also. I can die myself on the land also. So on my trips to different parts of China, God moves strongly when I go to very, very remote area. Never they see that anyone come from outside. And God moves powerfully when you pay the price, go extra miles. You're willing to face all kinds of circumstances. You know, in the coldest winter or in the hottest summer. Hallelujah. But it's joyful experience. Hallelujah. I'm a city boy. I'm not raised in a farm. It's not easy for me. But I learned how to after hot summer, all sweet and pray for everybody and jump into a river for shower. Quite an experience for me. But now the ministry of Jesus Christ becomes so real in my experience. And Jesus walking town to town from village to village, and sometimes no place to lay his head, you know, and face all kinds of persecution, all kinds of situation. And then I find out, wow, that's cute. That's good. Because I have power of this kind of life as an early disciple, as Jesus himself. Hallelujah. I don't want to, you know, I go to China, I say, Lord, give me opportunity to suffer with you. Because in the United States, very hard. But when I go to the mission tree, Lord, give me opportunity to suffer. Let me get some blessing also. Hallelujah. Because sometimes break our heart, because our people, for a little money, we can send our missionary, send our evangelists all over the place. So sometimes we save a little money, we can do a lot for the kingdom of God. But no matter what, I go to Inner Mongolia, the leader tell me, you know, because some people donate some TV and VCR. He said, we don't need the TV and VCR. We are preaching the gospel, you know. We cannot stop. We don't have time for TV, VCR. We're people all on the mission field and preaching the gospel. And people respond in hundreds, thousands. I say, doesn't matter we have money or not. We go out. We go out. And that kind of dedication is not by mind, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. The willing go forth. So I think that's a principle we can learn. It's willing to become a pioneer. That you open the way for others. When there's no way, when the ground is so hard, but you're willing to dig the well, you're willing to die your life into it. Then you bring the revival, then you bring the move of God. Today we not just enjoy the presence of God, enjoy the wonderful meetings. I have a wonderful days. Have an encounter with Jesus. I've got my personal revival in 1991 when Reverend Edward Miller came to our church. My whole life got changed. I stayed about 6 months in God's presence. But one day Jesus says, no, you cannot stay here anymore. You cannot hide in my presence anymore. You must go out. And he kicked me out from my closet. But this promise, because his presence gonna go with me. Hallelujah. Now I learn it's a living temple. Hallelujah. It's a living revival. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And not depends on one building, not depends on one denomination or church or meetings. I'm the revival. I'm the temple. Hallelujah. Feel the glory of God. Hallelujah. The one time I became full-time ministry, Lord said, go to the jails, go to the prison doors and begin to preach the gospel. I said, Lord, there's no offering. Well, I was just young, you know, just young, come out in full-time and learn to live by faith. And the Lord, why call me to the place? There's no offering. House church is no offering. Here's no offering. I said, Lord, this meeting is wonderful. Such a present here. Why I have to go to the jail and face that darkness? And Lord speak to me, I come from most glorious place. Come to this dying world, find your sinner. I have no word to say. He said, you just bought a ticket, you can go. But I come from a long way. And you don't want to go? I have no word to say. I say, Lord, yes. Wherever you send me, Lord, it's okay with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This path is glorious path. It's glorious path. But sometimes we don't see it. Because it's different than our flesh. It's so different, his principle. You have to lay down everything. And God's dealing, you know, one by one. Doesn't mean he to take it away physically. But God deals with the will. Are you willing to do so? Are you willing to do so? Even cause very, 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 very things in your heart. Even may cause your parents, cause your children, your family members, even your own positions to the final is your very own life. My parents, 80-some years old. For Chinese, it's very difficult left your own elder parents. But I have to go. have to go.